I did most of the work. I got the boards cut, and I got them on the last couple of days, and I swabbed them with used engine oil. And that's going to be the bottom part, and I'm going to flip them and then put them down for real and screw them. And after that, I think it'll be done. It'll be ready to go. But, yeah, I don't want any problems with that thing. That thing needs to be hauling equipment back and forth, and I don't want problems.
I don't blame you. You know, you don't want to, every 2 minutes, this is, stay on the side of the road or anything like, I don't like that at all. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a few years ago, I had a tire blowout on that trailer, and I pulled off the side of the road, and I'm like, oh, that's no problem. I had the tire iron for the, you know, size of the lug nut on the tires that were on the trailer. But the stupid trailer manufacturer had used smaller size nuts to hold the spare on. And I never noticed that for some reason. And I was sitting on the side of the road. I had to, you know, I actually ended up, I was screwing around with that, just trying to get the spare off the holder. Because it had smaller size nuts, and I didn't have any tool on me to pull those nuts off to get the spare off the thing. So I ended up actually using a piece of ratchet strap, and I jammed it inside the larger tire iron that fit the proper size nuts on the actual wheels, and I was able to finally get those three nuts off the spare that was holding the spare onto the trailer. But I'm like, why would you do that? Why would these nuts be a different size than the actual wheel nuts on the trailer? Like, why would that even be a thing? That caused me like an hour's worth of pain on the side of the road. I was sitting there in 85 degree weather on the side of I-75, like just south of the bridge. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
You know what? They do that. I don't know what's the reason. I guess it costs them a little bit more money, and they don't want to put that money in. Same thing as, you know, the spare tire. And you know what? Long time ago, I don't know if you remember that this guy, you know, that when you open the wheel, it's got that wrench. I have one of them, and it's got three different ones. And you can use that. It's not separated. It's like some welded, like a cross. That's how is mine. And really, I like it. In case somebody come with a trailer or something like that, and I don't have the right, he doesn't have the right wrench. I got that one. It's got three different ones.
Yeah, well, I know, I figured out kind of why they did it, because they use the same bracket that they weld onto the trailer for various different trailers. So they do that, but because that bracket has the squares cut in it for the bolts that hold the spare tire on, they have to use the smaller size bolts. So, which comes with a smaller size nut. So those nuts are a different size. But I have since fixed that, so it all takes the same wrench now. But yeah, I have the wrench on. Yeah, I know what you're talking about with the four-way lug wrench. I have one of those in one of my other trucks, but I didn't have that one with me that day. I planned the trailer, you know, if I need to take a wheel off, I know the nut size. I had one of those wrenches on board, but the stupid spare nuts were a different size. I'm like, why? Why?
See, Ken, it's not everybody. How Ken is, not everybody like Jack is, you know, think this is what I, you know, this is what I like to have, you know, the four-way, like you said. That is the best wrench you can have. But I don't see them around, and I have not seen one for sale at all.
You can still buy the four-ways. My problem with the four-ways is they usually have less leverage because they're usually slightly smaller because they're four-ways. So be able to put them somewhere like in a trunk or in the back of your car or whatever. It's going to take up a lot more space, but they usually have less, you know, length on each end. So when you're trying to pull lug nuts off, it tends to be a lot harder because they're a lot shorter.
You know what, and sometimes when you have your one hand from one side and you have one hand on the other side, sometimes, and you're not level, you know, that way you can open it straight and it comes right down. It goes off the nut. Roger?